Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vascon Engineers Limited Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Sundararajan, Group CEO, Vascon Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers for the quarter and financial year ended March 31st, 2022. Joining me on the call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you would have gone through the Q4 FY22 financial results and the result presentation uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company's website. Key developments in FY22. The company has strengthened its balance sheet by raising 70 crore through issue of preferential shares to marquee clients, which has helped the company to be in a better position. Company has also reduced its debt by 98 crore over the past two fiscal years, with our total gross debt standing at 157.2 crore as of March 2022, as against 255.3 crore as on March 2020. The debt equity ratio has also improved from 0.19x as on March 2022 from 0.35x as it was on March 2020. We are pleased to report that the credit rating for long-term bank facilities has been upgraded from BBB- to BBB, and for short-term bank facilities has been upgraded from A3 to A3+. During the last fiscal year, EPC revenues have increased by 38% year-on-year basis to 442.6 crore, which is despite the second wave of COVID-19, which occurred during the start of this fiscal year. Our EPC order book has been robust during the year, and the total order book stands at 1,832 crore, which also includes external EPC orders of 1,774 crore and internal orders of 58 crore. This forms a strong order book of 4.5x of FY22 EPC revenue, providing strong visibility of EPC revenue growth for the next few years. Vascon has been concentrating its efforts on consistently monetizing its assets, including the sale of 43.44% of share in Royal Orchid Hotel Goa. Vascon Engineers embarks to move towards growth trajectory. The company's proficient team and rigorous hard work has begun to show meaningful outcome in the company's performance. In the recent past, the company faced various headwinds which were progressively solved, thus heading towards achieving new heights. Our emphasis continues towards debt repayment and building a robust order book with reliable clientele. Commenting on the industry, the budget for 2022-23 provides impetus on growth through various policies, laying the blueprint to shape the economy for the long term. Capital expenditure budget increased by 35% to INR 7.5 trillion from INR 5.5 trillion. All the state governments are likely to play a larger role in various sectors such as urban infrastructure, health, and education. To give a boost in this sector, GOI has significantly increased their outlay in FY22-23 to rupees 1 lakh crore, which is 6.5x higher than the previous year's budget. Housing is one of the crucial sectors in the budget, and the Government of India has allocated almost 48,000 crore under PM Awas Yojana, which will be utilized on bringing transparency in the real estate sector, as well as affordable housing for everyone, which will lead to a boost in the housing sector. The residential sector is set to expand dramatically, with the central government intending to build 20 million affordable houses in metropolitan areas across the country under the Union Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs ambitious Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana scheme. The need for commercial and retail office space will rise as the number of housing units in metropolitan regions grow. By 2023, the commercial space is expected to reach 50 million sq ft, driven by various sectors such as IT, pharma, engineering, and manufacturing. Budget 2022 has been based on a vision of next 25 years and has focused mainly on the infrastructure development. Real estate sector has been filled with confidence as the Government of India has been promoting the economy uplifting by planning on bringing a paradigm shift towards business approach. In the Union Budget, urban planning has taken a center stage. It will enhance the real estate industry by assisting in the transition of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The infrastructure growth focus in various sectors outlined under the PM Gati Shakti scheme, including roads, railways, ports, airports, logistics, and PM Awas Yojana, which focus towards affordable housing. Government of India aims to spend rupees 10 lakh crores on infrastructure, creating strong visibility for the infrastructure sector in the near future. During the quarter, the company witnessed strong execution across EPC projects, as well as on yearly basis, backed by a return of gradual normalcy. The successful mass vaccination drive by the Government of India mitigated the impact of the third wave, thus safeguarding from any material impact on regular business activities. In Q4 FY22, all the projects were operating at optimal level, enabling faster project execution. We believe that the execution will continue to gather momentum going forward. I would like to throw some attention on debt repayment. As on March 2022, the net debt has come down 58.7 crores from rupees 134.1 crores which was in March 2021, a reduction of 75.3 crores. In addition, the company has received a rating upgrade during the quarter from BBB- to BBB and A3 to A3+ on long-term and short-term bank facilities. More than 85% of the order book is from government projects, which will help faster execution and uninterrupted cash flow. The company is relentlessly focusing towards deleveraging its balance sheet by repayment of high-cost debt. The total consolidated gross debt has been brought down to almost 157 crores in the past two fiscals from 255 crores a couple of years ago. Deleveraging will aid towards efficient working capital management. We are continuously working towards liquidating the assets to generate additional cash flow. The EPC segment during the quarter witnessed a fast-track execution of the project. EPC segment's revenue stood at 442.6 crores for FY22 with an EBITDA of 37.7 crores. The major projects, namely Maharashtra State Police Housing, PWD Raipur, hospitals at Kaushambi and Bijnor, are running smoothly. The third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic has no material impact on our execution. With the order book of close to 1832 crores, we envisage the EPC segment to deliver strong performance going forward. We are witnessing orders from segments like Mumbai Police Staff Quarters, Raj Bhavan, Vedanta, Barmer, Samamya Projects, etc. in our EPC segment. Real estate segment, after various headwinds in recent past, is gaining momentum. There is a gradual recovery in the demand as the economy moves towards normalcy. Our real estate revenue stood at 75 crores for FY22. A quick update on the ongoing projects. Forest Edge B, Windermere Bungalow is fully sold. Windermere Residential is sold 77%. Vascon Good Life is sold 63%. The project in near pipeline includes residential project at Coimbatore, Madurai, Ajanta with aggregate sales revenue of Rs. 875 crores with Vascon share of 531 crores. Other launches include a residential project below one commercial and residential project at Kalani Nagar with expected sale value of 880 crores. GMP business continues to deliver a sustainable performance with revenues of 194.3 crores for FY22 and a healthy gross margin of 33%. The EBITDA stood at 16.7 crores.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. So the last sentence was not audible. The sentence broke a bit.
GMP business with revenue of 194.3 crores for FY22 and healthy gross margins of 33%. The EBITDA stood at 16.7 crores at a margin of 120. Coming to the order book, the current order book stands at 182 crores, of which 1774 crores comprises of external orders, which is a healthy 4.5 times the EPC annual for the past year. The government's push towards urban continuous trade opportunities for the company.
Sir, this is the operator. So I'll just reconnect your connection because the audio is not very clear. Just give me a moment, please. This is the operator. We have the line for the management reconnected. So please proceed.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Coming to the order book, the current order book stands at 1832 crores, of which 1774 crores comprises of external orders. The order book is at a healthy 4.5 times the FY22 EPC revenue. The government's push towards urban connectivity will create opportunity for the company, and as per our strategy of building order book with trusted client, 85% of our order book currently comprises of government projects. With the government's push towards infrastructure, we envisage that the future order pipeline will be promising. On the strategy, Vascoin 2.0, the company is focused towards building a strong order book, enabling the execution to continue at current levels. The EPC business will be the prime focus of the company going forward. We will continue to aim to reduce our gross debt levels. Let me now take you through the financial performance. Let me start with the standalone numbers. During Q4 FY 2022, the company reported a total income of 153.1 crore as against 135.3 crores in Q4 FY 2021, a growth of 13.2% year on year. In Q4 FY 2022, EBITDA stood at 13.2 crores as against 8.8 crores in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was at 9%. Reported net profit of 6.3 crores in Q4 FY22 as against 1.5 crores in Q4 FY2021. On a consolidated basis, in Q4 FY2022, the company reported a total income of 221.9 crores as against 191.8 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA stood at rupees 23.6 crores with a margin of 11% and net profit at 10.8 crores. With this, we are now open for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, please enter star and one. The first question is from the line of Nilesh Gandhi from Meta Design. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah, good morning, Nilesh. I can hear you.
Yeah, so thank you for the update and really appreciate the efforts that Rascon has been taking. I just wanted to understand, as you said, EPC is going to be the focus for the company going forward. From the margin perspective, EPC offers what margins and real estate development, as we say, we have a very nimble footprint there. But if you compare real estate development versus EPC, what the rationale for focusing on EPC?
Yeah, so see, the focus on EPC has been there over the last few years and we are seeing the results. Our top line has increased by, you know, 35% this year and we expect to continue that trend. So I would say the EPC house has been set in order in terms of, you know, the only focus is now on continuously enhancing our BG limits with the bank. We are in line to do that because of our rating improvements and our balance sheet and P&L improvements. So this year we will hopefully, you know, augment our limits with the bank. So when we say we are focusing on EPC, I don't think we ever say we are not focusing on real estate. Real estate definitely will have higher margins than we can earn in EPC. Even if it is where the land is on someone else's balance sheet and we are focusing on brand and sales and execution. So the real estate team is currently tying up quite a few projects. There are quite a few inquiries. The market is looking up. There's a lot of optimism in the real estate market currently. And so we are tying up new joint ventures. We hope to increase our real estate order book in the next couple of years. But you will only see the results of them in numbers, you know, 2 years going down the line because it follows a completion method. And so what we tie up now will take 3 years to hit our balance sheet and P&L. But no, there is no diversion from focusing on real estate. There are two separate teams within the company and real estate is set to grow very much.
So there are very healthy combination of having EPC now and the real estate. So this is a different combination, I think.
And sorry, I'm not able to hear you.
I think we have a very deadly combination of EPC combined with real estate, which is, I think, adding substantial value and also as a brand. Rascon is a very good brand established in the market now.
That's right.
On the order book of EPC, what is our hit ratio? And how much volume are we currently bidding?
So, see, the hit ratio keeps changing. Normally itself, our hit ratio is very low compared to some of our peers because we are extremely cautious and we do not, you know, set ourselves an unreasonable top line target just for the sake of bagging orders. We are also always constrained by BG limits, and so we do not want to be using our BG limits on a wrong project and then not having
available limits when the right project comes along. Further, you know, add to this, in fact, the last few months, we are all aware of the inflation that has happened in the market. Prices have skyrocketed, every element, things that are covered for us contractually and things that are not covered for us contractually, everything has gone up. And so the cost of construction has gone up, which a few of us conscientious contractors, you know, who are aware of these things are aware that the next project has to be bid at a higher price. But unfortunately, in the market, a lot of bidding is happening at rates which were fine a year or two ago but are not fine today. And so we've seen that over the last 6 months, wherever we are participating, what we expect to get is a good, you know, 8-10% away from where the contract is being bid by some of the competition. So we're staying clear, I think, you know, till step by step, month on month, everybody is waking up to the actual inflation that has happened. Things don't seem to be coming down at the pace at which they went up. And so only when competition realized this, will we be in a position to bid fairly, you know. Otherwise, the guys who have realized it are staying away from bagging projects at the wrong prices and then struggling for the next 2 years. So the last...
But for the critical material input items, we will be having the requisite escalation clauses and market-linked pricing for cement, steel and stuff.
So you are right. See, we in fact, I used to always say this on call that most our projects are covered by, you know, inflation clauses that we have. But the inflation is to the extent that it is currently happening. Labor has gone up. Diesel has affected every transport cost to go up. So there is a good 25-30% of our execution value which is not covered by contract. You know, salaries, rent, every other thing is not covered by contract. And so these overhead aspects itself are leading to a good increase at this point of time. In the existing contract, we have escalation clauses covered by PWD and or base rate. Then wherever we do not have certain cover for the other items, we are in negotiations with the client, and it looks like, you know, at some point of time we will be getting certain benefits passed on by the clients in these aspects. But for new projects, we do not want to take a risk bidding low and then just banking that we will be able to push our way through later.
Would it be correct to say that like we have so much of government projects in hand, so Vascon has found a sweet spot because it takes a lot of effort into venture into government project, handheld the bureaucracy and manage the cash flows. So would it be correct if we say that we have a good knack of managing government projects now?
So see, I mean, 5-7 years ago we were focused primarily on private projects. Then we, you know, after having burnt our fingers in the last cycle, we then decided that, you know, government project, we cannot stay away from government projects, and so we have to learn the knack of handling the bureaucracy, like you put it. And I think, yes, credit to us, we have ventured into that direction and we have set up our name over there. Now most government bodies know us and they trust us. And so, yes, we have carved a mark for ourselves there. But I'll be honest, we would now want to, you know, also get back a little bit into the private sector with RERA and with, you know, certain credible clients now, you know, knowing what exactly they want to do in real estate and having their funds tied up. I think private sector is also presenting opportunities, and we would like to not stay away from private sector in totality like we have in the last few years.
And how about the cash flows in government projects? How are we improving the working cycle? Are we reducing that time frame of payments?
So the thing about government projects is monthly bill certifications and payments don't seem to be a problem in most of our projects, in fact in all of our projects. And the issue comes in, you know, these escalation, the extra bills, the escalation bills, these sometimes extra items, these get take time to get certified because of the bureaucracy. They need to pass various tables and they need to, you know, get cleared through various board meetings, etc. So those expenditures that we incur at site in terms of escalations and extra items, they remain parked for a while and they take a few months to get cleared. But the running bills do not have a problem.
Okay. One last question. How strong is our BMC team in-house? I understand managing this, we will need a very strong and robust project management in-house team. So if you could just throw some light on to who are the people who are driving the projects on the ground.
So we have an excellent project management system. Our strength, I would dare say, is our tracking system We have excellent software. We have invested in all kind of software to ensure that all data from across the projects across the country is available on an hourly basis with us in head office. We have an audit team internally that goes and audits all these projects to ensure that data feeding. See, I mean, it's, software is one thing. Garbage in, garbage out was an issue for us a while ago. We have now educated all our stores and all our professionals working at site with the importance of data feeding and the accuracy of data feeding that they need to do on a daily basis. And so this generates all the reports and the MIS that we need sitting in head office as the management, and then we are able to take calls. We are also fairly a small company in that sense, so it helps. We have monthly reviews with our top, you know, VPs and project managers who come down to Pune, and we stare at all the numbers, and we review the cost to completion and review the profitability and any claims that need to be made, etc. So we have a very robust project tracking team.
Lovely. We could go on and on, but I would stop here for other questions. Thank you so much, Nilesh Gandhi.
Thank you very much. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Ranuka Jadha from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, like in Q4 FY22, execution continues strongly across the APC project. So can we experience the same kind of trend in the coming quarters? Like,
yes, so Q4 FY22 was good, and we hope, I mean, we expect to continue that trend going forward in this year. Normally in our industry, Q2 is lower than Q1 and Q3 because of the rains that affect that period. So that is a standard thing that happens in our industry. But we hope to, the average top line of quarter on quarter this year compared to last year for each quarter would definitely be significantly higher.
Okay, okay. And also, like in the previous call, you have mentioned that that you received a new order from Vedanta on the construction of a residential complex. So I just wanted to know what is the status of that, and when are we expecting the project will be completed?
So that project had an 18-month timeline starting from January. The first 4 months, you know, there were regular mobilization issues at site to do with tree clearances from the client, certain other clearances from the client, as well as it is in a remote location. So it has been tough for us to mobilize. It took a month or so longer than we would normally do in other projects. There are local issues. So we've sorted all of that. The fronts are available. The excavation and foundations have started as of now. So from here, we expect to finish it in the 14 months.
Okay, 14 months? Yeah.
Yeah, 14 months going forward from now, from May.
Okay, okay, sir. And also by when the company is expecting to be debt-free?
Sorry?
Debt-free, like by when the company expects to be debt-free?
So again, there are two divisions, real estate and EPC. What, when we were stuck with a big debt, especially on the real estate sector over the last 3-4 years, that was not being serviced by the project it was taken for. And that was burdening our balance sheet and burdening our cash flows as a company as well. So we focused on bringing that down. That was also a high cost debt. So that is almost now coming close to zero. So we intend, you know, within the next, by Diwali, to extinguish that Kotak debt that we have. But we have a working capital limit with SBI for the EPC. And that gross debt, we do not actually intend to bring it down to zero. EPC would need a little bit of working capital. We do not want to increase it drastically, but I think it would remain. Also, it is backed by the fact that we have FDs lying with the bank for our margin money that we need to put up for the bank guarantees. So the net debt in EPC would be very minimal, you know, close to zero even at some point of time. But the gross debt, that CC limit that we will have from SBI or the consortium of banks that we work with to the tune of about 70 crores, that would remain.
Okay, okay. Sir, and one last question, like, can you give some future guidance on the CAPEX for next 2-3 years and what can be estimated, like the order book for FY23 and 24?
This year we fell short of our order booking target that we had taken at the beginning of the year. Over the last 5-6 months, it was pretty intentional. We did not want to just achieve the target for the sake of achieving. I think all of us know achieving a top-line target or the order booking target is not difficult. It is achieving the order booking target with the intended margins that is difficult. We couldn't find those opportunities over the last 5-6 months because of the inflated prices, and our costing has gone up, whereas peer costing doesn't seem to have caught up. The clients are awarding at prices which we know is loss-making. Good luck to those projects, but we stayed clear. Going forward, I think this is stabilized. Quickly, everybody is now aware of the inflation and aware of the new costs. This is already beginning to stabilize. Going forward in the next, this year, we definitely will have to book, at least 500-600, if not more, of order books, so that we remain in line for growth going forward.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of S.K. Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead. Sir, please hold. We are not able to hear you. Just give me a moment, please. Sir, if you can please proceed now.
Good morning. Namaskar. Am I audible, sir? Should I continue?
Yes, you're audible now.
Sir, my question is regarding one fact that in view of the very steep rise in the prices of all raw materials related to construction industry, how we are placed and how we have planned to mitigate, are the clauses in our contracts provide us for good security of the price escalation, and how we are going to manage the cash flow in coming days in view of this? I'm Sanjeev Damani.
Yeah. This question has been asked over the previous calls, and I've always maintained that we have a pass-through on most of our costs, and therefore this drastic escalation of steel and cement will not be passing through, or rather it will pass through our balance sheet, it will not hit us. We are also waking up to the fact that it is not just the 60-70% of the materials that are covered under the contract for us. Even the balance 30-40%, every other cost is rising at a very high pace, and we are definitely staring at a little bit of erosion in our gross profit levels as it stands. Maybe a couple of basis points if nothing goes in our favor. We are staring at that. It would be wrong to say otherwise. But what we are doing is we are going back to our government clients and citing COVID as the reason for delay and these exorbitant price increases which has affected us, and we are putting claims which are beyond the contract, if you may say so, in some ways. And most of the contractors are doing this, and so the government bodies are also waking up to the fact that they need to assist us in some way. And so we are hopeful. It will be a long process, it will not be so easy, but we are hopeful that whatever I'm talking of, couple of basis point erosion, will come back to us by way of certain help from our clients, because they're all waking up to this. Every contractor is facing this, so it's not only Vascon's issue. And I think the government bodies are step by step, airport authority, metros, they're all realizing that they will not be able to just stick to contract, and they will have to find ways to assist us.
In continuation, I just want to know, has it not seen any slowdown in the construction activity there, whereby our working capital interest and loan interest is going to be a burden in the days to come? That is one. And how about the private sector where you are working for private sector? How the can be covered? Thank you.
So there is no slowdown for us. In fact, we've done 30% more last year, and we will be doing the same growth rate for EPC this year. So there is no slowdown from our internal point of view, because we do have the order book. The order book is fully active. All projects are running at good speed. In spite of certain costs going up, it is in our interest to just push these projects at the highest pace so that our overhead ratios come down, and we might be able to mitigate a little bit of this inflation. So slowdown is definitely not a concern for us. And what was your second question, sorry?
regarding private sector, the government may become considerate. There are certain indexes, I am aware,
right,
which are being applied to give some price rises.
Right.
But sir, in case of a private, if we have taken a firm commitment, then there will not be any escalation, sir.
So we do not have much private sector order backlog, you know, so I think hardly 10% of what we will execute this year would be from private sector. So that is not really much of a concern for us.
Okay. And as far as real estate is concerned, sir, my final question, sir.
Yeah.
Real estate is concerned, are we at the close of most of the projects or are we starting afresh? That is one question. And secondly, certain lands which are transferred to us in lieu of our giving them some certain shares. So are we planning to sell those lands which are taken at Powai or have we already sold it?
So real estate, you are right, real estate this year will also, you know, still not peak. All efforts are being made internally to revive real estate and you know, put it back on a growth trajectory like ETC has already reached, because we have an excellent brand, we have the team, and we have opportunities available in the market now in terms of joint venture. Currently, most projects that we have in hand are, you know, close to being sold. There is inventory in Talegaon, a little bit in Windermere, but these are not, you know, huge amount of effort from the sales team would not be needed here. So we are focusing on lining up new projects, and we will be coming back with a good amount of real estate order book going forward. That's the primary focus for the company, and the team is entirely working hard on it. And in terms of, with regards to the Powai land, we have not sold it. We hold it in our books even now. And we are looking for both opportunities, whether we get an excellent sale price, then we are open to sale. But in the meantime, we are planning a project on it. And if a sale doesn't come through by the time the project planning and approvals are in place, we are open to, you know, launching a project in Powai and executing it.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I'm obliged, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Dr. Sundararajan for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for your faith in the company and your interest in this call. And I'll see you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.